Words of Life Daily Devotional. Thursday, 29th, January 2026. Reverend Ekow Eshin. Topic: Take advantage of your opportunities. Scripture: Ephesians 5:16. The Amplified Bible: Making the very most of the time, buying up each opportunity, because the days are evil. Opportunities, they come and go. With each passing day, you and I get fresh opportunities to do some things we often do, and other times to do different things. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 11 puts it this way: Time and chance, opportunity, happen to them all. The New King James Version. None of us can deny that we have had opportunities in time past, and we have opportunities presently too. The important question is, what do we do with our opportunities? There are opportunities to work. There are opportunities to go to school. There are also opportunities to go on holidays and to visit loved ones and see new places and so on. It's really up to you to decide what you will do with your opportunities. Today, let us focus on opportunities to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with others. I am talking about consciously including in our daily schedules and opportunities a decision to share Christ Jesus' saving, healing, and delivering power with someone who doesn't know him. This is part of purposeful and productive living for a Christian. It shows how concerned you and I are about a sick and dying world that includes our brothers, sisters, friends, colleague workers, and neighbors who don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. If you don't exemplify Christ Jesus in your lifestyle to the unbelievers around you and also preach the gospel to them, who will do that? I encourage you to target some friends, some old schoolmates, some co-workers, and present Christ Jesus to them. It's so important that we pass on this message. The world needs the saving, healing, and delivering Jesus more than ever before. Jesus was so bold about this. He said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The New King James Version. One reason why we are called the body of Christ is because we represent him here on earth. If we don't consciously share Christ with others, no one will. I encourage you to prayerfully target one person this month, pray for them, and trust the Holy Spirit to lead you to present Christ Jesus to them. Let us pray. I thank you, Holy Father, for my salvation in Christ Jesus. Your love for me is continually changing my life for the better. Thank you for the help of the Holy Spirit to make me more conscious of the unsaved who come around me. With wisdom and boldness, I will yield myself to be a soul winner in Jesus' name. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Further reading, John 3:16-19, the New King James Version, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Verse 17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Verse 18. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. If you have read this devotion and you know you are not born again or saved, we would like to give you the opportunity to receive Christ as your Savior and Lord. Connect to the link https://echoession.lifeconventionministries.org/salvation-invitation/.